Registration is open for the next interactive session of ARRL's On the Air Live, which is scheduled for Tuesday, March 25th, 2025 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time in the ARRL Learning Center. It will focus on advanced functions of handheld radios, including getting them on digital modes. On the Air Live is accessed through the ARRL Learning Center at learn.arrl.org. It is a benefit of ARRL membership, and members must be logged into the website to access it for live or archived sessions. And ARRL Contest Program Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, reports that activity was high for the ARRL International DX Phone Contest that was held March 1st and 2nd. A reminder that the deadline to submit the logs is Sunday, March 9th, 2025. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Back in January 2022, a group of satellites were launched. They were called Tevel. Well, those have since re-entered the atmosphere. However, another group of 9 satellites called Tevel-2 were scheduled to be launched March 4th. We've not heard if they are operational yet. When they are, their FM repeaters all have the same downlink of 436.400 MHz and an uplink of 145.970 MHz. After launch, we need to wait a bit for the satellites to separate so they are not all receiving and transmitting over the same location at the same time. On the same launch is Hades ICM. We mentioned it a few weeks back. The FM uplink is 145.875 MHz and the downlink is 436.666 MHz. No subtone required. These are the same frequencies that will be used for CW, FSK, AX.25, and APRS. Hades-R is already operating. Its frequencies are 145.925 MHz up and 436.888 MHz, both FM and, again, no subtone. With these satellites and those already operational, it should allow those desiring to make FM satellite contacts more opportunities. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO.